When you do a short meditation like this, the lack of quantity means you have to make up for it with quality. Be really on top of the mind. You make up your mind, you're going to stay. And if the mind shows any of the slightest inclination to lean away, you've got to be on top of it. As John Lee used to say, 1 minute of really good meditation can be better than lots of hours of sloppy meditation. His comparison is paper. Take a little slip of paper and you put a government seal on it, it becomes money. You can buy all kinds of things. But if you take a whole bushel full of newsprint, try to buy things with that, you can't get anything at all. So make this a time of quality. You're totally with the breath all the way in, totally with the breath all the way out. Get used to that sense of being on top of things, being totally alert. Totally ardent. Then, of course, when you do longer sessions of meditation, that doesn't mean you should slack off. Make this intensity part of your habit of what's going to happen when you sit down to meditate. It's like the vows we make during the Rains Retreat. The idea of taking a vow for life is overwhelming. But if you tell yourself, okay, I'll try it for 3 months, 3 months won't kill you. And you find after the end of 3 months, it becomes part of your nature. Becomes habitual, becomes easy, then you can take it on for longer periods of time. The same way you can develop some skills of intensity during the short meditations. How you talk to yourself to stay here, and then you talk to yourself the same way during the longer meditation. And when you do sit down for longer times, the mind keeps asking itself, how much longer am I going to be here? Just tell yourself, I don't know yet. I'll just stay right here right now. The whole purpose of this is to get focused on the present as much as you can, to be really attentive to what you're doing in the present. Because it's right here that we can exercise some choice. You can't go back and change what you've done in the past. And you don't know what you're going to be doing in the future, but you do know that you have certain choices right now, so try to make the best ones. And be alert to when good opportunities come up in the present moment, how to make the most of them. That's when being fully present is really worthwhile. We're not here just to be in the present moment. There's work to be done. There's a verse that we chant when someone has passed away. And it's about putting aside nostalgia for the past, anticipations for the future, and being clearly aware of what's coming in right here, right now, and doing your duty right here, right now. Your duty is not just to be here, but your duty is whatever the Four Noble Truths tell you. Either to comprehend suffering or to abandon its cause, to develop the path. So there's work to be done right here. Just make sure that you really are fully here to do the work, to see what needs to be done. And you develop your skills in staying right here, attentive, over time. Otherwise you get impatient. Like that story of the Frenchman who went up to stay with some Inuit up in northern Canada. They made a little extra room in their igloo for him. And one day he went with the father of the family to go hunting. And the father found this fish underneath some ice, so he drilled a little tiny hole and let a little tiny hook down in there. And the fish just sat there, and the hunter just sat there. And the Frenchman got impatient. He got up and started pacing around. Of course, that scared the fish away. You've got to be really intent to watch what's going on. Sometimes nothing seems to be going on. Well, you just keep on watching. Because things will change. And you have to be there when they change. So be on top of the present. And use these short meditations as practice in being intense. Right here, right now. Develop that strength. And then you'll be able to use it other times as well.